Yes, and after Columbine, it really sucked being a student in America.
Since last spring's shooting at Columbine High, schools nationwide have extended zero-tolerance policies, suspending and expelling students for all kinds of behavior considered unruly or warning signs of violence to come. This second grader in Illinois was suspended for 10 days for bringing a nail clipper to class. That's a weapon, his school said.
An elementary school suspended a first grader for pointing a chicken strip at a teacher in the cafeteria. The 8-year-old was fooling around with a friend at lunch last week when he pointed a breaded chicken finger at a teacher and then said, pow, pow.
Pointed a folded piece of paper like this one, shaped like a gun, and told his classmates he was going to kill them during a game of cops and robbers.
This isn't a warning sign. Then what is it?
This Virginia high school student spent a month out of classes, originally sent home for dyeing his hair blue.
High school honor student from Michigan could be expelled later today at a school board hearing. 17-year-old Jeremy Hicks wore a Scottish bagpipers outfit to his junior prom that included a plaid kilt, a feathered hat, and a traditional knife known as a skein dhu.
This t-shirt landed a high school student in court. She wanted to start an anarchy club.
The little time bombs that are out there ticking, waiting to go off. And there are many of them in every community.
Students in at least 7 different states have been suspended or arrested for talking about or planning plots of their own.
It's almost like guerrilla warfare. You don't know from which direction the enemy will be coming.